Brain stimulation isn't normally this loud. UC's Dr. Carrie Dunning turned it up for me to hear, and the machine echoed off the wall because it's one of the few things in this room. While brain stimulation is not new in the field of neuroscience, it's only beginning to be tested on people who have had a stroke. Studies have been going on for 5 to 10 years, and scientists are starting to study it on a larger scale. The University of Cincinnati hopes to recruit 25 people to participate in this Phase 3 trial. Dunning hopes 180 people will sign up nationwide. We walk over to the navigated brain stimulator, where an MRI of a patient's brain is already loaded.
So it's kind of like a GPS for brain, so I know exactly where in the brain I'm stimulating the device.
Picture a dentist-type chair with the stimulator wand attached to a computer.
The first thing you have up here is a camera that picks up the patient's, where the patient is in space. So the patient wears this device on their head. So the patient can move all around and the camera always picks them up because there's these infrared, or the infrared balls here. And the camera tells the system where the patient is in space. And then the other thing next to the patient is the stimulator, which is called a wand, and it delivers the magnetic energy into the head. It's connected through a series of tubes to the computer, where we have a picture of the patient's MRI, picture of their brain, and the actual system that records every stimulation we get.
The patient wears earplugs and must lay still and be relaxed for 15 minutes. All the while, the magnetic stimulation turns into an electrical impulse in the brain. The stimulated neurons go all the way down the spinal pathway, down the arm, and move the hand. Dunning shows me on the computer how she makes sure the stimulation goes in the right place.
We usually stop right about there, and then we can zoom in to get really close.
All that zooming can show a picture of the top of the head all the way down through the bone to the cortex. Now here's the potentially confusing part. This stimulation doesn't turn on one side of the brain or the other. It turns off the side of the brain unaffected by the stroke. This is because the unaffected side often takes over and hinders recovery. Here's how Dr. Dunning explains it.
We stimulate the unlesioned side to shut it down, and then we send them right into rehabilitation to activate the lesion side because we're making them use their affected arm. And so that activates the lesioned side just by moving it and making the person use it.
Early studies do indicate that it does help, but Dunning says larger trials are needed. These studies are the first to use navigated systems. Others had to guess if they were hitting the target area. In this study, 2/3 of patients will get real brain stimulation, but all patients will get rehabilitation.
And so it's really, you know, the stroke recovery is really, it doesn't happen overnight like an orthopedic injury recovery. Like, you know, we can't say you'll be better in a month, but it is a long-term process of rehabilitation.
Dunning said it would be nice if the brain stimulation could be done earlier so that the patient could see recovery in the first 3 to 6 months. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.